To round out what we know about this shooting, we're going to bring in NPR's Richard Gonzalez. He's on the line from San Francisco. And Richard, we just heard from an eyewitness. What are authorities saying?
Well, police are saying that they received multiple reports of shots fired at about 12:46 p.m. local time. And the officers arrived at the YouTube building just a couple of minutes later. San Bruno Police Chief Ed Barberini said that his officers arrived to a rather chaotic scene. People were fleeing the building. His officers found one person wounded outside. And then just a few minutes later, they found a second individual with what appeared to be self-inflicted wounds. Now, Barberini says after that, they then found two more people wounded. A spokesperson at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital said that they have received three wounded persons. One is a 27-year-old female in fair condition, a 32-year-old female who is in serious condition, and finally a 36-year-old male who is in critical condition.
And the suspect right now, there is only one.
That's correct. She's a woman. She's deceased. Barberini said that she is, quote, believed to be the shooter. Now, he offered no motive. No motive was mentioned in an earlier news conference. Another press briefing has been scheduled for this afternoon, so perhaps we'll learn more about her, who she was, what her motive was, and how she acquired a gun.
At this point, what's going on at the scene?
Well, as you might imagine, a lot of employees have left, although there are some reports that some people returned to the scene, perhaps to check on their friends. We're told that the police, the FBI, ATF are all searching the scene. It is a crime scene. They're looking for clues, and that's likely to be a very long process.
In the meantime, have you heard at all from YouTube or its parent company, Google?
Google tweeted an advisory to all of its employees in the Bay Area, basically saying, stay away from the area. There's no need for you to take any action. They also said that they would be setting up a helpline for all of their employees.
Right now, do we expect to hear more from authorities throughout the night?
Yes, I expect we will. There's so much we just don't know yet. There are more questions than there are answers. You know, what was the shooter's motive? What will companies like YouTube do in the future as a result of a situation like this? And how did she get a gun, as I mentioned? It's many, many questions that haven't been answered. The other issue is there was some confusion during the day about how many people were wounded, but we do know that only three people were taken to San Francisco General Hospital.
That's NPR's Richard Gonzalez speaking to us from San Francisco. He gave us the latest on the shooting at YouTube headquarters. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.